He asked me, "Why do you like kissing so much?" And I tried to think about it because I had never thought about it and I didn't know. Later, I found a few words for it. Grounding, perhaps. Something at the root of it made me feel fuller, brighter. I wanted to always be brushing my lips against someone else's. It was an honest expression, the best one I knew. I was trying to tell stories with my body, pour poetry out of my mouth. Or maybe not poetry, maybe something more abstract like algebra, trying to solve for x, trying to perform long division, carrying the one. My breath one long, infinitely repeating decimal. I reached up to touch him and he flinched. And I felt it, I felt that flinch and I wanted to cry right then. I wanted to rip myself into pieces. Or maybe nothing quite that drastic, but I felt like I was no longer soft. In a split second, I was no longer light or beauty or sanctuary. I was something that hurt. And I thought of my hands, trembling in midair, my fingers retreating into my palm, my arm faltering. I felt my heart drop. I felt my soul choke in the back of my throat. When I was little, my mother's voice would raise the hairs on the back of my neck. I cannot tell you what her hands feel like. I do not recall the touch of her. My mother has never been soft and has never been sanctuary. Her love is one like water, one that pretends. It caresses the flesh and then it prunes it. It embraces the stone first and then erodes it. In extended dosages, her touch is not healing but exfoliating and sometimes abrasive. "You have such a soothing voice," say the men. "Your touch is so delicate. You are so quiet. You seem so shy. With me, they are so, so careful, painstakingly so. Are you okay? Is it okay if I..." "Does it feel okay?" I nod silently. "Yes, yes, please." And sigh for a long time. The difference is simple. My love doesn't hurt.